There's debate this afternoon over whether sprinter Shaunae Miller deserved a gold medal after she seemed to dive across the finish line in the women's 400 metres at the Rio Olympic Games. Miller from the Bahamas ran in lane 7. She took off early but was soon chased down by the American Allison Felix. But with just a few metres to go, Miller stumbled and then dived over the finish line head first, winning the gold. The win is generating controversy, with some criticising the dive, saying she wasn't running and doesn't deserve the gold medal. Matt Shervington, Australian Olympic sprinter, joins me on the line. Shervo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Yes, what a controversy it is. But it isn't really, because the IAAF, which is the governing body, the ruling states the vertical plane of the finish line needs to be broken by the torso. That does not include the head, arms, legs, feet or hands. So typically the torso is the chest and the shoulders, and that's exactly what she did. So she didn't do anything wrong. All athletes know that if you run across the line in a well-timed dip at the line, that is the best way to cross the line. She didn't want to be on her chest. She didn't want to be diving over the line, but that's where she was. And that was, I think that was the drama of it. It was a fantastic effort for her to do that.
The Channel 7 commentator, Bruce McAvaney, said, "I wish it hadn't happened, to be honest. I don't think it's the way a race should finish."
Yeah, look, there's a soft spot for Allison Felix, because she was going for 5 gold medals in track and field, which is the most ever. So a lot of people, I have no doubt, would have loved to have seen Allison Felix do that. She's the world champion in the 400 metres. But this has been a year in the making for Shaunae Miller, because she was second in that world championship, so and run over the top of in Beijing last year. So it was... it's a difficult one. But, I mean, Shaunae Miller did what she had to do. Was within the rules of the game, and in the end, she's got the gold medal. Allison Felix, for everyone that wants to see her win another gold medal, a 5th gold medal, she's still in the relay for the US as well, the 4x4. So she's got a chance to do that.
And, Shervo, I suppose there's no guarantee. I mean, even if she did dive deliberately, and many people don't believe she did, they believe that she fell.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee that your torso is going to go across the line if you dive ahead of the person who's right beside you.
And trust me, Ben, it is so hard, that track. Just ask Sally Pearson, who fell on it in a Rome Grand Prix last year and broke her wrist very badly. No athlete wants to jump onto the track at any time. I was in a race a couple of years back in Canberra, and the guy that I was racing against dipped at the line with me, and he fell down and broke both of his wrists.
Ooh.
So you don't want to do it as an athlete. Trust me, you definitely don't want to do it.
So who won in that race?
I did, actually. and poor Steve Brimacombe was at the AIS for another 6 weeks because he couldn't do anything for himself. He had his own nurse and everything. So,
broken wrists. Shervo, I thought we should get an expert's point of view. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Benny. Cheers.
Matt Shervington joining us on the line. He held the Australian 100 metres national sprint title from 1998 to 2002, the second fastest Australian of all time.